Do a chazara of Tafresh Lamed Tes Tafresh Mem Hilchos Yeshivas Sukkah. So we still think Mar brings down Teshuvah came to do that the chiyuv sukkah is to live in a sukkah the way you live in your house. The Mar brings down you're supposed to have bring into your sukkah kalim nom and make the sukkah nice. You should make the sukkah nice and it should look it should look nice and good. Some of the masses basically arrive at sukkah say keva. Kate said, Kate Kilmanum Mutsai Sanois Sukkah, the nice Kalim belong in the sukkah. So you'll know where does your dining room table belong? If it, the proper thing is you should make the sukkah nice, dining room table belongs in the sukkah. And dining room set, if you're able to bring it out, that's the proper thing. You're supposed to make Kalim Noam to the sukkah. And Kafiyachil is supposed to make it as nice as possible. Now this Rav Yashiv of like so if you don't do it as a ma'akev, it's not a ma'akev. He says it's like a ma'akev yotar schar, making it the most like your house. It's not like ma'akev that's nishkan sukkah. But about the correct, proper thing is that it should be done in a tzura, that it's going to be as nice as possible. Yeah. Now, one of the chakiris menageya, the etzem mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, is that we know that the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah is what you have to do in the sukkah. Eating, drinking, and sleeping, it's for sure a chiyuv. The question is everything else. What's the gather in terms of yeshiva sukkah? So the Lashon Chabad is, Ketzim is yeshiva sukkah, Oyuchov Shaisa, Yashon, Tayel, B'dor Sukkah, Kol, Shivas Yom, B'yom, B'layla. You should do there, B'yom, 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 B'layla. Now everyone agrees, there definitely is a kiyum mitzvah, a day staying around in the sukkah. And by staying, even if I'm not eating, drinking, or sleeping, just being in the sukkah, everyone agrees I'm about getting a chiyuv mitzvah. The question is, in terms of the chiyuv mitzvah, is a chiyuv to be in the sukkah the whole time? Is there anything wrong of not being in the sukkah? Now, look how we find this din of halchei drachim. Halchei drachim patim in a sukkah. It doesn't sound like there's a din, I shouldn't be a halchei drachim in order to be mechayev a sukkah. As we don't find it that there's like part of that I have to dafka be in a sukkah, if it's tzarech. The Teshuvah can't do it, tells me, be normal, I have to travel, you gotta go. We don't find anywhere that, oh, don't go travel in order that you should be in the sukkah the whole time. That's what we find. And there were Kama Chassidim, Anche Maisa Chassidim, they stay in the sukkah the whole time, and they never left the sukkah. The Lost in Yishayah Shaveda, he says, if somebody leaves the sukkah, I feel a rega achas, along those lines, it's like kilo bito, you're losing out on a mitzvah, but the mitzvah say, Kavachayim brings down from the yayv, it's like that. And it sounds to be that they're saying that your mom should have to be in the sukkah and you should not leave the sukkah and you should be there the whole time. Most of the Nusach Yisrael Shem Chazan is that sukkah is not a base of surim. I think it was Grouse put it down. That sukkah is not considered jail and you're not bound and you don't have to be considered whatever. Shem Zalman is true about it also. And the Kapasha understanding of the Yisrael Shaveda is that it doesn't mean that you have to be there, not to leave, and you know, this one was Kabbalah. What it means is that Shaloy Letzarech, you shouldn't leave the Sukkah. Shaloy Letzarech, you shouldn't leave the Sukkah, you should be in the Sukkah. But if a person has a Tzarech and a Sivit to leave the Sukkah, but he's allowed to leave the Sukkah, I mean, Shaloy Letzarech, a person shouldn't leave the Sukkah. But one thing the Yisrael Shaveda is saying is it is a Chiyot to be in the Sukkah the whole time. The other way to learn mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, and Cheskana goes like this and others, that there's no chiyuv per se to be in the sukkah the whole time. There's a chiyuv eating, sleeping. That's a chiyuv to be in the sukkah. The other things are not a chiyuv to be in the sukkah. Mitzvah kiyumis, yes, you get a mitzvah kiyumis to be in the sukkah, but it's not going to be a chiyuv. So get to just from inside her. Everyone agrees that there's a chiyuv. Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, being Matayel and learning and staying there, definitely is a Kiyam, tremendous Skar. Is a pro, some people hold that Mamish is a Chiyav to do everything in the Sukkah. But, you know, it'd be more pashut to say that it's not a Chiyav, it's just going to be considered a Kiyam. And there's a Rabbeinu Menoyach who says that or the Rishonim would say that B'Iyon has to be in the Sukkah, Kaskava, and Arai is, and the B'Kis is Arai, therefore it's out of Sukkah, they're learning this Mamish, it's Mamish a Chiyav. I've got more Mekubal that eating, drinking, sleeping, eating is mamash achiyav, sleeping is achiyav, other things are just more considered etzem kiyumis. Fine. Now, the Mishabur, the Ramah starts off that the suit is a very holy place, if we have to treat it respect, and you should not do a tashas buzzing in the sukkah, or you shouldn't have things which are mevazah the sukkah. The Ramah brings down, l'mashal, kli achila, are not supposed to be in the sukkah. You shouldn't leave it a mess because it's a bizayin for the sukkah for that to happen. So we'll go through a couple of situations: what's considered a bizayin, what's not considered, what's considered a bizayin, what's not considered a bizayin. So hanging your laundry there, l'chera, that's what?
Saying
that
it was normal just to
eat
and sleep in the house, but nowadays Tishrei came to do it. What does Mogatai?
What do you mean?
In yesteryear.
Right. The thing which is Mavaza Sukkah, you have to see, treat the Sukkah with respect. Listen, on the Shabura, being that the Sukkah is a Makam Kaddish and Ma'id, Kedusha Sukkah Gdela Ma'id, Raila Ma'ipa, the Dwarf called Abra, came to Kedusha Vetaira. We're assuming to make sure not to do any serum in this sukkah. But if someone wants to talk, about the place to talk is, it should be like a basic kalashana, and you can't have, and you have to treat it with respect. Now, what's considered tashin's buzz is a sukkah. So we see from the sukkah, we'll speak out a minute about the sukkah with pots, and that something which is you don't normally do in your living room, that's not really respectful for it to be in the sukkah. So therefore, things, for example, things with community gay is a lot of people have on their sukkah porch, they have the laundry lines there. To have it in the sukkah, that's something which would be unacceptable. That's not something which would go in the mukim which you normally eat. It's not in your dining room. Sometimes you have your tools on the porch. You might have a ladder there, you might have some other things. That also is something which is not acceptable, and that's something which should not be in the sukkah. A garbage. That also is something which is not respectful for the sukkah. Something which does not belong in the sukkah. So what are you doing? You want to clean up. So Lamaisa, the Gemara brings down the Rambam brought the delisha mayim. Delisha mayim was something which belongs out of the sukkah, but when they needed it. So the Gemara brought down that Rigamil takes up the Shemayim Amr Hel Mesukah. Because that's talking about if you need a Litzarek for a Shemush, then that's not considered bizarre to be able to use it. So in other words, leaving the garbage around, maybe that'd be a problem. But if you're bringing the garbage to use it, then that's okay, and that's not going to be a problem. And that from that Gemara, Rigamil brought the Shemayim, you know, something which doesn't belong in the Sukkah. We see they say whenever I'm doing a Shemush, I'm using it, then that's something which would be okay. Wash the Negavasser and washing the tiyasa diamond in the sukkah. Tachas Shulchan brought down that you shouldn't wash the tiyasa diamond in the sukkah. It's not covered for the sukkah, and you shouldn't go ahead and do it. We saw from Shem the Chazanish, Mr. Kabbalah, they say, well, that's a normal thing, that's okay. And everyone agrees that the gavas is okay, because it has to be in the sukkah. But we saw even coupling tiyasa diamond, that's something which would be okay. Kafachayim brought down that you shouldn't have a goy in a sukkah. Being the Kedusha sukkah is Gadol Mo'ed, you shouldn't have a goy in a sukkah. I mean, obviously if somebody has an older grandparent or something and need a goy to take care of them, obviously, you know, we're not going to be macho, and it's such a thing. But again, having Tashas Amita, so the Rama brings down that's Ayashim Tashas Bazi sukkah, but Tashas Amita is Mavur, it's not called Tashas Bazi, that's Teshu Ki Tadiru. Again, Void, Tash is not Dava Baza, you became a mitzvah. So, two reasons why Tash Shemitah is not a problem. Number one is Tash came to do. Second reason is that it's a mitzvah and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Okay, so I'm going to get the Gemara says that Kli Achila belong at a sukkah, Kli Shtia could be yes in the sukkah. Why is Kli Shtia allowed to be in the sukkah? What's the reason why?
Use the
Kamapam and it's not Moyes. So it's not exactly like kosev. If you have a klishtia which you don't use kamapam and it does come by yes, so now that belongs out of the sukkah. For example, you're taking like in a plastic coffee cup and it's all black and dirty afterwards. There's nothing which you use kamapam and it is moyes. Choyra, that would belong out of the sukkah. You know, if you use a mug which you're washing off and it's not so moyes, it doesn't get all sticky to it, then ekonami, that's what it's talking about. But vadev, something which you're not going to reuse, something which is moyes, even the klishtia is going to have to be out of the sukkah. Now, when they klishtia out of the sukkah, we saw the chlekes, what does it mean? Like, you know, we pass like the shita, or chlekes for the shita, that things you should eat from don't belong sitting around in the sukkah, and that's going to be the problem. Shita's a riff, for Ben Menoyach and the Ravid, say that not only is it not covered in the sukkah, it's a pasulus in the sukkah. And by doing it, it's to make the sukkah psula, and when you're eating there, you're called eating out of the sukkah, you made a bracha, it's going to be said a bracha batala. The Shatzim brings down Nochim li Zarv is as Nochim to be Zarv for the Shita, even though a lot of Shana Bachelik say it's not a Pesach Pesula. Nochim li Zarv is that, and you should be careful, Finnegea, that, because it's definitely a tzad that's going to be passless.
And that was enough to make a bracha?
They don't make a bracha, it says B'diavet, it doesn't pass the circa, but he says, one should, the correct thing is to go in and be machmer, and not, and you have to be very careful in terms of these things with sukkah. Now what? What's the lachem in the geir achila in the geir pats? So the geir things that you eat with is mevur that calls man, it's during the suit, it's okay, you have to eat from a plate. After you finish, you should not leave it around. What's going after you finish? You don't have to be OCD as soon as you finish the course and clear it off. We saw this mevur that calls man, you're eating the suda, that's okay. After you finish the suda, then that's the time which you're going to have to, you should clean up and take it out. Now, we saw a great sekula based on this. Shal Shudas time, even though normally Shal Shudas, you're not allowed to go ahead and clean up because it's considered a chana, but on Sukkot, you're allowed to do it. Why? Because being that it's a chasern and that's in Sukkah, so therefore you're able to, we saw that it's able to go ahead and do it because you're not allowed to have the clear chil in the Sukkah. Now, I'm going to give you the pats. So, Be'etzim, the Lashon Mechaber is mashma that B'shas, Achila, Akadera, you're allowed to bring a pat to the Sukkah. And use it as a serving dish. The minig ha'olam is to be machmer, not to bring the pots in from the sukkah. Why? Because the chushish, the datsim, machim b'chal gavna. Efshad datsh shachanach is like that. But frat, mishen darke gamba b'si love k'deil shachanai, b'vada yesh li zar b'zeh. So b'negei pots, if you're from those people who don't bring pots to the table, b'vada yesh li zar b'zeh, you definitely have to go ahead and be machmer. It sounds like for the Mishnah Berurah that even if you're not from the people who don't bring pots, if you're somebody who does bring the pots to the table, I wouldn't say bevadi yishli zar b'zeh, but yishli zar b'zeh. And it sounds like there'd be two dargas. Now, vada if something which is normal, that's how you do it and that's how you serve it. For example, it's not somebody who bring the soup. They bring the whole thing to the table and or certain things you do like that, then that's not going to be chesaron. Now, it's only talking about something which is somewhat not normal, that's what we're talking about, that's where it's going to be. That probably would not be so normal, right?
Is soup more normal than crackpot?
Huh?
Is soup more normal than crackpot?
I don't know. You guys tell me, I don't know.
People are taking it in, we're taking it more. It's pretty practical.
Huh?
Just a more practical thing to bring in the whole pot to the thing and serve it there.
But what do you normally do?
You don't do that because you don't live so far away from the sukkah.
You're living too far away? Yeah, okay. I mean, the mites, we have the delay. If you do it right outside the circuit, that would be better. Set up a table and serve outside the circuit. That definitely would be more ideal. Such a thing. But
I think it's practical. I'm saying it's practical. People would rather...
Right. If it's something which you don't normally bring on the table, vade nachal lizarbazah. Finished. If you don't normally do it, then vade nachal lizarbazah.
Even if it's practical, yeah.
That's the same. Vade nachal lizarbazah.
Oh, and you also mean you should always take the trump out of the day.
So, right. That's very clear. Let's say... you don't, people do. Or you do, or people don't. Well, it's going to be halacha, zelobur. That's 100% clear. If people don't do it, then lechayra, that'd be an issue. But if you do it, something which rolls, vade nochlin zarbazah, bring things that people don't do. So that's inviter. You have to remember, binoich, raivit, riffle, it's a sukkah psula. So this is like, Ellie, you wouldn't sit in a sukkah which rolls something like, if it's a maimon, right? Everyone gets so nervous, can't sit in the sukkah, right? Even though it's kosher, you can make a bracha and just the chachila. But fine. Now, but again, having a candle in the sukkah, so the Gemara brings out sukkah ketana is going to be a problem. Sukkah is not going to be a problem. Get the sukkah ketana is chashash, that's going to burn down. Not that it's not totally, not like Rashi holds zayin hazayin with semes. It together is that's going to burn down. Therefore, that's going to be the gedda. Therefore, if it's a chashash, sweifa. Yeah, if not. But again, having the lighting nearest in the sukkah, so obviously it's better for one to light nearest in the sukkah. That's the place. That's the most ideal place for the nearest Shabbos Yom to be. If it's a fire hazard, because of the kids or whatever situation is, so b'chai gavna, then You would light it out of a sukkah, but you have to light it in a place where you can be nana from the candles. It has to be in a place where you do preparation, or your wife isn't going to eat there, because it's halakha's nearest. It has to be
a
makom in the suda.
If your sukkah's off your dining room, so
if you can see it, then you can enjoy it. So then it has to be somebody's being nana from it. When again, that's some chiv sukkah. What needs to be done in the sukkah? So you have to eat. We said before, eating, sleeping is a chiv. Other things are just a dvarish. So let's start with in terms of sleeping in the sukkah. So, Mar brings down, you're supposed to sleep in the sukkah. In the Deris Kadmoinim, the Lashon of Bikur Yaakov, Ikur Mitzvah Shiva Sukkah, he says he's sleeping. So it wasn't like that. Somewhere brought down, Bikur Yaakov. So, written down, the Goyin was like, Moisa, never should sleep in the sukkah, and about the sleeping in the sukkah is the correct thing to do. And the Deris Kadmoinim, the Ramah brings down, there was a minhag for one to go ahead to be mekel, not to sleep in the sukkah. What's the reason why? Reason number one is freezing cold outside, and therefore one is going to be mustar, and mustar is going to be pata from a sukkah. That obviously is not relevant to Eretz Yisrael, it's not freezing cold, and that would not be a heter. Second heter is Dr. Ramah, that being that sukkah is ish v'ishtai, kederach teshukei tiduru, has to be in the oifun where you dark kol hashana. This is going to be pattern. Or the Gemara is saying like this: it's better to be with your wife. This is a very important lacha. Your wife belongs to you in the sukkah. That's the chachila. If you don't have a makom miuchedes, then she doesn't have to do it. Now if she can't,
why is it not teshukei to do it? If you don't sleep with your wife, then you should be like you're not making teshukei.
That's what I'm saying. It's not Tesha came to do. It means nothing. I'm saying the reason why Potter is because Tesha came to do. Being that Tesha came to do. Therefore, that's why I'm going to do Potter. And when Rambam says that the one Erechin has a half a meaning like that, and Mark comes out, not like that. That's not what it means. It doesn't. And it's not going to be a hatter, the fact that you're not going to be with your wife. He says the Muskandig Mar is not like that. The going also, it's Chodak and Rambam says not the Muskandig Mar Erechin, where Erechin has a half a meaning like that, but Avad, there's no such hatter of the fact that you're not with your wife, and that's not going to be a hatter. So when a Gemara comes with a second approach, that person is a mitzvah, being that he's with, the reason why you're going to be putter is going to be that person is a mitzvah, that he's not going to be with his wife. So that's going to be, that you have to know whether he's a mitzvah or not going to be a mitzvah. Pitam is any mitzvah. Why are you not a mitzvah? He says, kitchen, it's not zman aina, or it doesn't bother you, both. Aimly putter minishin akshav. So if it's not aina, then we can talk about and say that you're going to be mitzvah. The Taz is the third reason now, it's because you're not able to mismeich your wife. There's anything to mismeich about the yontiv, and you're not able to mismeich your wife. And that, according to the Kriyakov, Chayazin said that, where do we find that as a din of that type of mismeich as ishtai? We don't find such a thing. And therefore, he says that would not be out of it. We have four mitzvahsim. One is cold, which is irrelevant. Two is came to Diro, which they say is not the most kind of the Gemara's. Simich is Ishtai, which we don't find such a thing then on Sukkah, that there's such a thing like that. And all that is that's Mitzvah, so you just have to know whether it's Mitzvah or not Mitzvah. The opinion of the Mishnah Berurah seems to be is that unless you're Mitzvah, they say it's Lel Aina, Lel Tvila, then you don't have to do it. Otherwise, it wants you to go ahead and sit. Oh?
Singles
don't have any of the term. Even when you're married, unless you're mitzvah, mitzvah, and lo tefila, otherwise it will not be a hetter. Now, b'negeya, chasen shana rishayna, or doing shavar brachas. So, doing shavar brachas, there is a din of this. There is a din simcha in Avada that will be a hetter not to see mitzvah during shavar brachas. B'negeya, shana rishayna, lematzana, that's bad, something that's such a din like that. And chara, kipshuta, there would not be a hetter during shayna.
Well?
Yeah. Now, so what's the halacha l'maaseh? The halacha l'maaseh is that these guys belong in the sukkah. Is it easy for your wife? I hope not. I hope she misses you a little bit, somewhat. And this is not a 2020 issue. This is an issue of all the diaries, all the diaries is an issue. It's not like a new issue that couples want to sleep together. So that's you belong in the sukkah. You want to know. His mom is mitzvah. Like, it was the shiloh of Rav Yashua, that. The wife is in the ninth month and she's afraid to be alone. So he wants to say two stones to be matters. One is maybe mitzvah, and two is chilo mashem as din of chilo. So the answer is neither matter. He said mitzdar. He just said like, well, she's mitzdar. He's mitzdar. It's not mitzdar the sukkah. He said that's not really etza. And he said mitzdar mitzad chilo mashem shem the chilo. He boiled the sevidaita, and he didn't really think that's too much of a heter. And he saw, remember the etza give over there? Try string and go like that. Okay. That was nice. I go on the more. Chedashani, Rishtombach, and others. What?
That's one thing that I was not
going to
forget.
Yeah. Chedashani, Rishtombach. Definitely much more postured look to understand that I've had the even the case with the word. Look. Everybody's going to agree you have to have a baby. That's called Chedom Shem Shem. How long? I'm not going to be Magder, but that's called Chedom Shem Shem. Taking care of the kid, taking care of your wife. That postured Ubara, that the Chedom, that's going to be Chedom Shem Shem. Even in. Later on, you know, if it's in the late, you know, if it's, and definitely is a matzah, whereas mamash, you know, it could be a matzah, it could be a matzah mitzdar, depending on the situation. Definitely there could be mokim for such a thing. And tasa, shelas, hachamah.
It should be that if you stay
on the shavuos,
for some reason it's not such a
shiloh. Right, that's a good point. How come shavuos night you don't get so many shilohs? You get some shilohs, what? Okay. It's one day at a time, okay? No, so today, we worry about tonight, one day at a time. But, right, Shavuos night, all of a sudden. I did get this year, Shana Rishayna, be blessed. Am I allowed to go? Yeah, can I go out Shana Rishayna, Shavuos? I haven't gotten that, but.
Hello?
Yeah, of course I should go.
But. It's also by the Torah
of Shavuos. No.
So
no, every Sukkot, I guess I'm Shana Rishayna, sleep in Sukkot. But no one has Shavuos. I said, with that count, no one else on Shavuos. Oh, I'm sorry, should I go learn? This year, Punta Gaya, they would do this.
But we said something that doesn't
business.
If we go away for business, also.
That for sure. In other words, somebody who goes away for business, somebody goes away for a chasna, you know, somebody goes away for a chasna, so about the sukkah, you have to realize you belong in a sukkah, it's a tremendous mitzvah, and about the, it just shows a lack of appreciation for. Lack of appreciation. But I think most guys sleep in sukkah, right? Am I out? What? What? They sleep in sukkah, right? So now you have the issue. Are you allowed to make a sukkah in the middle of the park? We'll get that soon. Are you allowed to do that? But is that something you're allowed to do or not? And are you eating too?
I'm comfortable sleeping with certain people in
the sukkah. Right? So we got that, Michelle. We got that. We got that. Okay.
It's not a
personal
thing.
But
imagine.
Yeah, so when you get learning. Right, but Lel Oino, your potter. Or Lel Tvila. Lel Oino, Lel Tvila, your potter. Once you're inside, you're not going to go back to the sukkah. Why not? It's like Yadu Gashama. Just like Yadu Gashama, we said once you're in the, you know, you're lying down, you're not going to go back. So it's over here. So to be here. Now, does come off. You're by, let's say, your parents, in-laws, you're by relatives, and like, if you don't come to sukkah, they have, what are you doing? Okay, you can clear. You know, what do I think that point is? You know, they're going to have, like, where you are. You know. I'm quick to go back, but you might. You know, it might be a good idea to go back. But, you know, that's something to keep in mind. Okay, I'm going to get you learning in the sukkah, so Murphy's down a chilek between. Ian or Bekias? Is the part of the Ian is Kava, Bekias is Arai. That's as mashma that you're mechuyev to learn the sukkah. If it's a Makan Kava, Rashi learns the word of Mitzar. The Bekias, it's the word of Mitzar. Ian, you can Mitzar to learn the sukkah. Mashing a Bekias, you're not Mitzar to learn the sukkah. Because when it comes down to the sukkah, basically, it's good thing to learn the sukkah. Chiyuvi, Kipshuta, we all not. It's a Kumis, not Chiyuvi. If it's during your learning, like you're learning Ian, or even if you're learning Bekias, and you have like, you know, you're in a shul sukkah, you have some kids screaming their brains off next to you, you have a hard time concentrating, and then about your potter, if you're hot, uncomfortable, if you don't learn as well, then, and Echadami, that's going to be a reason why you're going to be potter. Who I did when to get Svarim. Mr. Wiz discusses that he could fire for you to bring Svarim up, so it could be Efshir, you're going to be potter. So if you place the Svarim, put the Svarim there. But if you don't want to place the Svarim, he says Efshir, you're going to. The potter. Benigeya. Mispabel, what's Mispabel? Sukkah, chutz, sukkah. If you're davening, have an option. Whichever place is better to daven, that's you should daven. If you have a shul, you should go to shul. Why? Because all year round you go to shul in order to daven. And if you're talking about b'yechidus, then that's a discussion. Is it better to daven at home or daven in a shul? Even though normally there is a mile of davening in a shul, but it could be over here since I should sukkah. We saw from that deris that when he was younger, he was machvir, he used to daven b'yechidus because he held that it's a deris, so he should sukkah to leave it and to go daven. And then when he got older, he realized that maybe it'll be a bizoin for people in mitzvah tefillah before he didn't do it. Mishmur is definitely go to shul. But if you daven b'yechidus, you know which. A lot of the places daven is davi yechidus. Now, menigeya eating in the sukkah. So, eating in the sukkah, for derekal, there's laila rishayna, which is a chiyav, tasvav, tasvav, and then there's the rest of the sukkahs, not a chiyav, but if you eat, then you have to go ahead and eat in the sukkah. So, let's start with tasvav, tasvav. Tasvav, tasvav, zalimud, just by matzah, there's chiyav to eat in the sukkah, so too by sukkah, the laila rishayna, you have a chiyav to eat in the sukkah. How much you have to eat? Nachaku, the is the tzad you have to eat. What's the how much you have to eat? What's the gather dava? Is the gather dava you have to eat a kazayas in a sukkah, just like my matzah is a kazayas, so it was a kazayas. Or we're putting back just like a sukkah, the kviyas is a kibetza, so it's over here the kviyas is a kibetza. Maybe so different nusach. Even if you hold the chiyav normally sukkah is kibetza, but it could be over here since it's a chiyav, the chiyav shabbai that you have a chiyav to eat it. That gives it a kvias, and if it's a mechayiv in a even in a gzayis. So mechayiv paskins achia lo yontav rishon. I feel all a gzayis pass yotze de chivasa. He says that pass gzayis pass is enough. The rest of the time the chiyav sukkah is going to be like a beitza over here. Even gzayis is going to be a din, and you have to make a brach on it. This is a vada. If you have more men anochis jach yotzek beitza, thus let's say. Gam and Das are sovereign to be eaten. The sheet is the Ran, which say that over here the Chiv is going to be Kibetza, but Avada. And there's a bigger deal going Gzayas, not going to be Chayshis for a din of Kibetza. Now, the interesting Shaya comes up, I'm not sure if we discussed it. When you eat a Kibetza, normally Gzayas, Mishra brings in, you have to eat a Gzayas, but Toychi de Achilas Pass. If you only eat the Achilas Pass, then it's not considered a Maisa Achilas. The Shaya is, when you eat two Gzayas, do that also have to be Pikdei Toychi? The Achilles Pass. The Achilles Pass, let's say. What? When eating the two kezesim in the sukkah, does that have to be Toich Achilles Pass? Or do you get two prasim or not? Why what?
The kiyam is not fighter.
How long kezayis? How long kezayis? I'm assuming that should not be more than Achilles Pass. Let's say that's 4 minutes. Now we're saying Vadei Noch Lachmet to be a Kibetza. Does that also have to be within the 4 minutes or not? I can tell you if you'd start them. That's all in the 4 minutes. Maybe you get two Gzayasim, two times you get 8 minutes, or there's no such thing at all. This seems to be digging Mr. Brewer. He says the Gzayas is Yimachmer, that should take this press. Master, the Kibetza, there is no such thing. The way I think of this press is Master, but he says, Pshad is, what do you need Kibetza for? Gzayas is Mitzad Maisachila. Kibetza is Mitzad Teshvakei Tetiro. So Shir Sviya, Shir Suda. That. Your derek is eat slowly. You don't need it in a rush. Therefore, he says the gzai is maybe you need to take the chiyos pass, but the kibetza is not going to be a chiyos take the pass, and that can be eaten even slower. No. Then there's a different shaila. The kiyakiv shaila is when the is eating out of sukkah. How much? And what's the iser eating out of sukkah? What's the gather of the shabbat? So the kiyakiv wants to say. That if you eat very, very slowly, he says that if you eat very, very slowly, he wants to say that that's not going to be an issue, and this is only if you eat it toich kedei achilas pras. I hear, it could be slightly very accurate. So other achrenim achrenim can say that it depends. Shemzan wants to say that if you're dealing with like a beitzah's mask and you're dealing with the shesvia, then it really has to be machmer. I hear, think about it, maybe you're fine. Now the Rambam brings down a couple of interesting halachas when he gave the din tasvav tasvav. Number one, this says how vite do we compare this halacha to matzah? You have to have a kezayis kebetzas. Comparison number one. Comparison number two is you should not eat. The Rambam brings down yirchak kadam chatzayis slaylo. Maybe before chatzayis. Just like by matzah zechiv tasvav tasvav by matzah you have to eat by chatzayis. So too over here by sukkah eat before chatzayis. Halacha number one. Halacha number two, you should not eat. Which he changes to Shah Siris, Eilach, in order to eat the teyavan. Dumei the chias matzah, just like matzah is a din of teyavan, so tovia is a din of teyavan. So there's a din of teyavan. You should not eat mezainis, leitzi, from shasiris, in order that one should go ahead. Only ma'at you're allowed to do, may have to beitza. You should do only ma'at in order that one should eat it le teyavan. Comes only primi gadam, takes one step weiter. Just like matzah may peris in ayetzim may peris matzah, so to be here, you should not make the matzah may peris, and you should eat it. It should be not be may peris, it shouldn't be like sweet challah. The Aliyah in Sibuch of Gimel says when he eats it, he did not put honey on it. Why? Because it's a matzah, just like matzah didn't have matzah, so to be here is ta matzah, and in the first kzayas and kibetzah. Matzah frying brings down, you should eat it all basachas, just like b'gzayis is matzahs, and you eat basachas. So tovir is eat it basachas. Now, come on, the place can say that, right, now what's the get you have to do? Basavid, you have to do it. A lot of places can say that, just learn at the chiv, tesavid, tesavid, and that's in the chiv, shabbai. The tzur has to be eaten. No, Maizan Shabbat doesn't bring down any of these chumras. I mean, the Ramah brings down the two, but it doesn't mean in the Tzur of the Achila. Now, Shemazam is Mazar, which is the Tezvav is just in the Etzim Chir of Shabbat. The Tzur of the Achila was not. It's interesting that Slach spoke out, why is it no din not to eat Mishah Siris, not like the Ramah? Because, especially by Matzah, it's like hard bread, it's like, so you have to be hungry to eat it, or he's not going to make a Gishmak to eat it. Over here, you put on some honey, make a Gishmak, because he clearly didn't go the opposite, he did not hold. As I should do, and Kibshutay is not Makabalit, the tourist Achila, not maybe the Zman Achila, and yeah, but copy that, Lacher, we're not Machmer.
Should
the
Machmer
like this? Sure.
Should
everyone
look
at Yerushal, but
not
sleeping here, so they sleep with the oven? They say? Right, not the Chefza, the Michael, as opposed to the. Not the chetzah of the maicha. In other words, chetzah, this is man, yeah, we're saying maybe that you should do it with a geshmak, I hear. There's anything doing with geshmak, it's like the achila has to be like the geshmak. But the chetzah of the maicha, this is matzah, this is chutz. This is that, copy that, then that, the chara is not going to be a minach. Now, one of the things, number one is the chiyav. Number two is, let's say you're mitzvah. Is the hetzah mitzvah when it comes to. Is the hetter mitzvah when it comes to Laila Rishayna? So Nechaku Rishayna, we saw three shitas. Rosh, Ran, Tosfos. There's one shita that holds that regular day mitzvah. What does Rav Tosfos tell me? It tells me Sukkah, which is optional all year round, all week, first night is Chiyuv. But if it's raining, I'm part of my Sukkah, and when it's optional, so Tovi, I'm Vipater. The other shita holds that no. It's a bezunder chiyuv, nothing to do with the regular rules. The regular rules are teshuk into duro. Here, there's no regular rules teshuk into duro, and therefore, there's going to be a chiyuv no matter what. Tosfos was a pshara. Tosfos says that you mechuyev to eat when it's when you're not mitzvah, and you mechuyev to wait. In other words, you have a chiyuv to eat, but if you're mitzvah, you're potter. But you have a chiyuv to go and wait, then you have to go ahead and do it. Those are the three shitas. Now, the ik ahari paskin. Laila, what's the machlokes? We said the machlokes is going throughout a nusach that community of child when it's raining, it's just can't sukkah. So therefore, you can't be mitzi. Or you say no. This was a nuchi, or yeah, that's one way to learn machlokes. Is it sukkah or not a sukkah? Or the other machlokes is what's tesvat tesvat mechash me? Some just shush is a chiyuv, or it's not a nuchiyuv, and the rules are totally different. It's not a basket. Ramah goes that Laila Rishon you have to eat a sukkah even if it's raining. That's a panina Ramah. Which passes, I mean, the what? Go out, make a bracha, and if it's raining, full tzchiv, eat your kibetza, and you are good to go. Mishra brings down that a lot of places in Gemara hold not like that. And chakim la'rishon shayamim. Therefore, the chayim are machriya after machriya lechol b'sukkah ma'ach b'safik. You cannot make a bracha because it's safik. Therefore, since you can make a suffix, I say, Roy Lahampton, it's a recommended good thing to do, that to wait till Chatzos, pen Yavar Geshem, maybe the rain will stop. The Yavar, he can't suck a rock because they suck a vehicle, he eats a Mississippi Kuliamo. Yeshua says, not going to wait so long because people are going to be, it's a Mississippi Kuliamo. Rabbi Gadim only said an hour or two, and Tali Kafi Hamatsev. So what do you do, Lamaisa? Lamaisa, you should wait around. One should wait around a while. Brodan Chatzois, if it's Minyasich is something for the family, which probably will be, then you know, wait around a little bit. Now the weather report, later. We have weather reports nowadays. The weather report's saying, you know, this thing, you know, the rain's not stopping, so no major Indian to stay. You know, we're not sitting with Klapi. Right now, we're in the Matzava. So you should go out to the Sukkah, make Kiddush, make Shachiyona, go inside. And if the rain stops later on, go outside and make and eat again your kibitza. So you have to, because we have to chesh. No, you we should go outside, make kiddush, wash, eat a kibitza. Bali leishiv. Going? Well, oh, okay. Nice kibitza. Go outside. And go inside, finish the rest of the suda. Lachar, don't eat more because you're a hedyot. Once you eat the chiyuv, go inside, eat the rest. When you finish, if it stops raining, go out. If it didn't stop raining and you're already lying down, you're in bed, so then might you're a star and you're potter. What do you say? You should have das to go inside, and especially if you're going to bench inside. So you have to eat, we are having das to go inside. You should eat amaitzi inside in order to cook the bench. In order to bench, you have to eat amaitzi over there. Well? Oh, you could if you want. But you want. I don't know why you want to bench in the rain.
If it stops,
right. Make kiddush, have a mind that you're going inside, maybe you're coming back. Go inside, eat the rest. If it's raining, what? Kibbutz, yeah. You should not eat more than, you can only eat more. I hear you saying, he says a gazayas over here. You think it's Maduik Dafka Gazayas? Interesting. So okay, here it's a kula by eating it. Here it's a hadid, or maybe or it's bad some in the shitas. The amanish stuff. And the shita holds that mitzvah. Holds that what? If you're on chayiv, you're tesvav tesvav is nuchiyev. Right. Maybe it's totally that. You know, the shita holds that tesvav tesvav is chayiv when it's raining. Holds nuchiyev. If it's nuchiyev, then the kibbutz is a gzayis. Kibbutz about. Now, he says Dafka Gzayitz because Tazvat Tazav holds. He says he's Gzayitz, and he says later on you kibbutz him. So I think the lamdas is, which is the Shita, is that what you're asking, Ryanko? He says Tazvat Tazav holds, the Chiv is a Gzayitz, so not kibbutz him. So he says Dafka Gzayitz. You should not eat a kibbutz him because that's your headed on. And therefore. Yeah. Now, Yontav Sheni, the Shah's Havai is one Mukhiv to go ahead and do it. So on Yontav Sheni, he says, Makash Rebesai, the Ramas is the Lady Rishani. So Yontav Sheni, you cast your basic rachas man on yantav yachus sudasai. The service is to go eat a gzayis. Don't make a rachal eishiv. And you semichan shechan and later vishenu. So the chachila tov lantam gam light shliya maat. I see this like a shaman. As on the other sheni, you have much more of a kula. It's darbana and you did it already. The magen avraham brings down the medina. You don't have to wait at all. You don't have to sheni because semichan the sita that's going to be potter. So the ma'aseh rabba held that we machmer begeis is machmer. Tiffy holds that Yontav Sheni, you should lamtim at, not mechuyev to wait so long. And if it's raining, make kiddush in your house, make zman on Yontav, and seifa suda, you go eat outside. I had a shachri, you already made shachri, and you have to understand the sukkah. So you don't have to worry about the sukkah. Yeah, okay.
It's fine, they already
Now, Menageya, in terms of the rest of Sukkot, in terms of what Yechiv is, so the Mishmer has a sign according to the Goyin. Just like we say, the Goyin is the Chiyav, there's a din of. By Matzah, there's a Chiyav all 7 days. There's a Mitzvah Kumas if you eat all Matzah all 7 days of Pesach. So, Tovir is Mesopic, maybe there's a Mitzvah Kumas over here to go ahead and do it. What means Mitzvah Kumas means that the Be'inian to try to go ahead and Mechayv itself to eat in the Sukkot. Yeah, so Menageya, eating, what eating is Mechayiv the Sukkah? So Mechayiv brings down Kibbeitza with a pass, or maybe the Rambam is the Kibbeitza. Mechayiv passes Kibbeitza, Rambam passes a little more than Kibbeitza, with a pass is Mechayiv to eat in the Sukkah, and that's what Mechayiv to do the Sukkah. And the Mechayiv brings down, if somebody who's Machmer, even when you're not Chayiv, Harei Zem B'Shabach, you are blessed. It's a good, nice, good Jewish thing to do. You're machmer even in a situation where you are going to be potter. Nechaklu of Nachum and the Briskarav, the barrel, sorry, is the gather of the Reizim of Shubach. The Pshat is not eating out of the sukkah. That's what the gather dav is. Let's say I'm somewhere and I don't have a sukkah. So is the gather dav is that either way, I'm not going to drink, or if I'm drinking in the sukkah. That's the gather. And there's any Indian not to drink. I'm in the business of learning, right? So I'm a little bit, I'm going to take a drink. So I'm not going home to take a drink. I'm all learning. Im yesh inyan, not to drink, not to eat anything out of sukkah. So Nachum wanted to daik in the Rambam that the maila is, it's a chumra of not eating out of the sukkah. Therefore, there's a maila not to. Hashem Rebbeinu says no. It's mistaver that the whole din is doing as much as possible in the sukkah and not eating, there is no maila. Now the kipshutai, the mishmur brings up the El Shmuel, if you're mitzvah, I value you shouldn't do it. There's no reason mishubach when it's coming off on the cheshire of mitzvah. The whole discussion will be, here's where you're not mitzvah, is a maila of not having anything at the sukkah, or there's a maila, or the chumrah is...
What's the level of tzaddik?
What do you say?
What's the level of tzaddik? I'm thirsty now, I don't know, I want to drink.
Okay.
Is that considered
tzar? No. They're not big sitter. So kids, one needs a sukkah, so we're saying kibitza. We'll wrap it up with this and we'll come tomorrow. A kibitza is with a food, that's something which pass would need a sukkah. Benegeya Tavshu Mechamish Minim and Pasav Bekisna. So Tavshu Mechamish Minim, Im Kaveh Alav Chashav Kaveh Tzarech Sukkah. If you Kaveh on it, it's considered a Kaveh and you need a Sukkah. What's called Kaveh? Chabura, meaning with the whole crowd, or a Shir Chashav Kaveh Sudah Sivazah. Magen Avraham holds that no, it's Dini Kepas Mamish, even Yusim Ha'am Mekabeh Tzarech Sukkah. Sack of the Mishabur is for leishev that chayin means you don't make a bracha only if you have a kviya suda. This is the tashem chamish minim. Passive a kissing on the other hand, that's more chayiv because that's main a pass. That's considered barach like a pass. Passive a kissing, he comes out that he brings on the chlikas whether you chayiv or not chayiv, and he says that even if you have a kibetza, ain't kedai levarich. So it's not kedai levarich. Minigal levarich abuchol. You should not leave right away. You should stay around Zman Ma and make a bracha. So Tashkach Mishmini Nikvias for a bracha. Kvias is you or other people. Kibetza, he doesn't want you to make a bracha on. Ain Levarach, but you should be Machmer. Passover Kisna, more Machmer, and more, and you're able to make a bracha. Nochin Machmer, to wait around a little bit, and in order to. Now, Peiris. Well, sure, could be a suda. Three, four baits, and I'm like, not a baits. It's both. It's all the people or you. Now, when you get a Paris is not considered a kvias. Paris is not considered a kvias. And even if you have a lot, it's not going to be considered a kvias. When you get a busser and things like that, busser, gvina. So the Mishabur goes, Nochim lachim, nochim busser, dog, gvina, chusasukah, bekvias. He says, Nochim lachim, bekvias, not to do it. Could be because man is there, where it's mamish, real kvias. When Shmuel wants to, maybe it's worse with man is there, having a whole meal. That's mamish kvias. It could be maybe more mekedin. But go on, definitely is nochin lachmer. Those things, the kvias, not to go ahead and do it. Yeah, three more important things. The one is Shatzin. I forgot to mention. Shatzin writes that during a suda, there's a cheshivas to it, and if something's part of a suda, that's going to be usur even if it's just drinking. There's many gear. A lot of times you're like serving in the street, you go inside and you want to pop a drink or pop something or something like that. Something which is a chilek of the suda, the choyra, that has a cheshivas to it, and Shatzin writes that one should be machmer when the gear that. So the Sudden Savior brings down, they have to be machmer, that sometimes you have stuck in between your teeth, like a rice or something in your teeth. Make sure not to swallow it during the suda outside the sukkah because that's part of the suda. Because that's a mufrach min obeik, that bechefses. But what Shatzin is, that's a chilek keva. Rather, that's something which is b'chav sarai, and the ma'aseh that would not be a problem. I'm going to get drinks. So Benegeya drinks. Benegeya drinks. That's not considered a kvias. Mechabes is not considered a kvias. Kamachem factim is zevedet. I'm supposed to be kvias chay besukah. We do it. But kvias chay besukah. Prat bnei chabur shakavus yain vadi yavakev gamar. Bracha. It doesn't make a bracha unless you have tashkam v'shminim, unless or pasal v'kisnin. Miu, but very important. But when it comes to yain, if you're doing both kvias, roy v'nachal lechil lachish v'keva, afilu shar mashkin, kama made vashichel techasuda. He says by yayin, being that yayin is veishtak sadim berachal yichayev, here's more chamer that you should not do it unless there's somebody patiu or in the suda. And there's tavshel chamish minim. He says yavik beitza, eat it and do it with the bleib bracha. So here he has veishtak sadim yichayev. If he doesn't want to do it without a bracha, he wants you to get somebody to go out of patiu. If you do it the kvias, or you have a shirk or a kvias. Now havdalah is very interesting. Havdalah is the katan lami is facing yichayev in the sukkah. So, says the Chayiv in Sukkah. What's the Hezbollah Shem Zalman said? Because Avdala is something which normally during your house. Therefore, he wants you to go ahead and be Chayiv. And there's a big Vikuach. He doesn't make a Leishiv on Avdala. Even though Leishiv we don't make on Yayin, or Chayiv for it, but Avdala could be that the mitzvah is Machshel Ekvias, and therefore you go ahead and make a bracha. Therefore, the Luchayit Sar brings down that you make a bracha on Avdala. When do you do it? You make the Agafen, you make Avdala, and then you make the Avdala, and then you make the Leishiv right before you go out and drink. Some do it before you make Avdala, okay, well, maybe it's considered a hafsek. There's a third sheet, there's a lot of people in Machon, the Stipe and others. The Chodesh is Avdala, is not really a Mechayiv. So they do is, they after the Avdala, they have Mezainis, and they make the Leishiv. Some do Leishiv right at the beginning, because it's all one yeshiva, some do Leishiv right by the Mezainis. One thing I forgot to mention, this way, and we'll be matched up tomorrow, that when the guy is sleeping in a sukkah, let's say somebody is going to fall asleep at a sukkah. For example, you know if you go to a drasha, you're going to fall asleep. But drasha is on sukkahs, and you're going to, right? So the guy might fall asleep. So the asher said, of course you can't go if you might fall asleep. If you think it's a good chance you're going to fall asleep, you have no right to go ahead and go to the sukkah. Let's say you fall asleep, somebody will creep to wake you up. It depends. If the guy went to sleep, in Nevada, then Ishkai says you have to wake him up. He's not like, that's it. If he falls asleep, he's fighting, or whatever. And Nevada is like, then he's not able to wake him up. As soon as he gets up, it's pretty right, he has to go to the sukkah. But if he falls asleep, then he's not Mizamachia. And the last thing, Rosh Hashanah mentioned that once somebody's sleeping in the sukkah, the whole story, he says, like, the person out of the sukkah, like the famous story in the mirror, and Osam Bonovich, was in enough room, he said, let the guy go to sleep, and afterwards, carry him out. Because Kozman, you sleep, you have a dinner of a shit. He's like, I'm sure the sugar does not sound like that so much. And the fact that, number one, that the whole sugar says when the person's sleeping, and I guess at least a shacher, is he mechuyev to get up or not get up? And over there we see, even though the one of the, it was brought down the round, that there's a side after the person up. So it does not sound like when the person's sleeping, they'd be mutter to go ahead and take the person out of the sukkah. Yeah.